Coming up, it's lightning, fill in the blank. But first, it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago and our upcoming show on March 11th in New Orleans, Louisiana. Whether or not they win the Super Bowl, we'll be there. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Thomas from Urbana, Illinois.
Hey, Thomas, how are you?
Doing good.
What do you do in Urbana? Are you at the university there?
Yeah, I work at the University of Illinois. I run one of the residence halls.
Oh, really? So you're dealing with undergraduates all day?
Yes.
Wow, what's that like these days?
Exhausting.
Really? Are they still, are they still as crazy, or are they so worried about getting a job that they're actually studying?
A little bit of both. I wouldn't say it's actually making them study, but it's making them maybe a little bit more crazy.
I understand. Well, welcome to the show, Thomas. You're going to play the Listener Limerick Challenge, in which Carl Castle recites three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, and two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to go?
Fantastic. Let's do it.
Here's your first limerick.
Why does it seem such a shock to Lyle that big reptiles just want to talk a while? Just give them a name, and they'll follow quite tame. It's the first step to training a...
crocodile?
Indeed. Ooh. Exciting week at the Blue Planet Aquarium in England. Trainers were able to get their crocodiles, named Paleo and Sukas, to recognize and respond to their own names, like puppies do. Said the aquarium's manager, quote, "They are very intelligent and started responding to their names in just a few days." Apparently, though, while Paleo, come here, boy, worked great, oh, God, Paleo, please stop chewing on my leg, God, it hurts, had no effect. Why would you want to call a crocodile? If only that crocodile over there would come here quickly at my desire. Wouldn't you want to teach the crocodile phrases that would force it to stay away?
Well, they used to have to lie motionless in the water for hours on end to seek their prey, and now they just hang around and wait till somebody calls
them. They're sitting there like going, Bob, he's asking for it, literally. All right, here's your next limerick.
With charming, obsequious chatter, my clients served up on a platter. Big deals I am closing when I am brown nosing. I get what I want when I...
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Let's hear it again. There's some internal clues.
With charming, obsequious chatter, my clients served up on a platter. Big deals I am closing when I am brown nosing. I get what I want when I...
Brown nosing?
Brown nosing. I have no idea.
How about flatter?
I get what I want when I flatter. That'd be a great one.
That was a good try, dude. You really... It was a hard one. You're still awesome.
While all of you wonderful, brilliant public radio listeners have no trouble discerning between cheap flattery and sincere compliments, a new study published in the Journal of Marketing Research claims most average people fall for it, even when they suspect it to be insincere. Basically, on the outside, you know you're being buttered up, and the inside, you agree. You're like, she's right. I do look good in this tube top. All right, very good. You have one more chance. If you get this one, you still win. Here is your last limerick.
In New Zealand Air's novel approach, most seatmates their airspace encroach. The footrests we spread to make a small bed will fully recline back in
coach.
Right. While us Americans are forced to sleep upright on flights, cramped between screaming babies and errant elbows, Air New Zealand is offering its passengers beds on its long-distance international flights. Basically, the way it works is on your regular coach seats, you pull up the footrests on three adjacent seats. It makes a nice wide place to sleep. Now, of course, this means you'll need to either purchase three seats in order to sleep comfortably or be willing to get really, really, really friendly with the two strangers next to you. Carl, how did Thomas do in our quiz?
Well, Thomas wins our prize, Peter, because he had two correct answers.
Well done.
Fantastic.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing.
Yep,
bye-bye.